Hey everybody, thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage and this week's episode of Real Talk Real Estate, episode number 10. Before I get started here this evening, the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that this is going to be the last episode of Real Talk Real Estate for 2017. Obviously, next week is Christmas Eve. Next week is Christmas Day. The following week after that will be New Year's Day. And then I will be coming back live at 5 on January the 8th. That is actually my birthday for 2018, but I will make sure that I do another live episode starting in January. So, in the next couple weeks, I'll probably still be posting different videos and different things like I do all the time on my page. So I want to let you guys know that I really appreciate everyone who's tuned in or everyone who's watched an episode so far this year. I've been getting a lot of views and a lot of comments from people on the videos and messages. So I really appreciate everyone who's tuned in and really look forward to hearing your feedback on how you think the show is going, as well as any questions or topics that you want to talk about for the new year. So that being said, I do want to talk about this week's topic. You may or may not have seen the video I posted last Wednesday with Tyler Hines. I'll link to the actual video in the comments down below after this video is finished up, that specifically talks about different mortgage myths that you that I wanted to dispel, whether that be about the amount of down payment that you need to have or what all is required in getting a mortgage or anything like that. So I'm not going to rehash all of that in its entirety here tonight, but I did want to talk about specifics on getting a mortgage that I think were super important that I may have glossed over a little bit too quickly. So one of the first things that we did talk about was how much you had to have for a down payment and where that all came from. So I'm not going to go back into those numbers, but one thing I do want to talk about is the fact that you do have to have verifiable funds when you're getting a mortgage. And something that I realized that I didn't talk about enough last week with the millennial homebuyers and the first-time homebuyers and everything else that's going on is the fact that you have to have verifiable funds when you're purchasing a home. So you can get gifts and do all these other things, and there's ways around that. But when people are making an offer, they have to put down what's known as earnest money. Now, this earnest money deposit is actually not a requirement of any kind, but it is something that we always kind of put up as what is known as good faith money, or as kind of the money that shows your dedication to the offer that you're making. With first-time homebuyers representing a fairly large portion of the market, and millennials these days not utilizing checkbooks like they have in the past, this has become a bit of an issue moving forward in real estate transactions, because utilizing cash or a money order or a cashier's check don't always necessarily constitute verifiable funds. That money, to be verifiable, has to have been money that's in your account that's been there for 60 days or more. It can't be money that you found. It can't be a gift from someone else. You can't use cash to buy a money order or things of that nature. It has to be something that we can go back to the bank and prove that this is normal, sustainable income that you get that you can utilize to move forward with that. And that becomes a big deal because that's part of the process of actually getting the mortgage on a home that you're wanting to purchase. So that is something that we need to talk about, and something that I try to bring up to buyers prior to getting into a position where they're ready to make a purchase on a home and when they're ready to make an offer. If you don't have a checkbook, it's not uncommon to not have that. We just need to know about the process of how that's going to go, because there are certain things that we may have to put into place and certain aspects of how the transaction is handled once we move forward on that. So what's typical in those situations, if you do utilize money for your earnest money that is not a verifiable source, like you have that cashier's check or that money order, maybe you paid cash for it, typically what's going to happen is toward the end of the process, we're going to have to do an amendment to the purchase agreement where we're changing the terms, showing that the verifiable source wasn't there, and we have to remove that earnest money from the purchase agreement to have that return to the buyer at the closing. Now, the listing company is going to be the one who's holding that earnest money in the state of Indiana. They act as the escrow agent for that money. So we're going to need to know that in advance to make sure that we have an opportunity for those companies to be able to cut that check back. So these are certain things that I know through going through the process with multiple people time and time again that a lot of other people may not realize when they're going through the buying process. That's another reason why when you're talking to anybody about getting the mortgage or getting a home or anything that goes into the process, like I said in the video with Tyler, it's vitally important to make sure that you have someone who's a knowledgeable professional to make sure that your interests are taken care of. If you ever have any questions about the buying process, before we ever start looking at homes, I love to sit down with my buyers and have a conversation about specifically what goes into the process from step one till moving into the house, so that you know before you get started exactly what needs to go into the entire process of getting pre-approved and actually making the offer and purchasing the home. Now, as I said, I am going to be signing off on this video for the end of 2017. I will be back in January, so I want to touch on a couple other things while I'm thinking about them before we move forward into the new year. Tax time is coming up. Obviously, by the time I'm starting back on this next year, we won't have any tax refunds back in place or anything like that. But you may start having an idea of where you're at the end of the year on what you might be able to expect at tax time as far as a tax refund or anything else like that. That money, when it comes back to you, is automatically verifiable because it is an IRS document that is filled out and filed with the IRS, so you know exactly what your refund is going to be. So that is what's going to constitute a verifiable source immediately. You can actually utilize that money as soon as you receive it back as a down payment on your home in the next year. So as I mentioned in my video last week, interest rates are still looking at being a great figure in the coming year. They're kind of estimating they'll be in the 4.5-ish range on the top end by the end of the year. So in the first and second quarter, while the interest rates are still low, it's going to be a great time to purchase a home. So in the meantime, if you've got any questions about anything that pertains to real estate, send me a message here on my page, facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage. Send me any message you like. You can also give me a call anytime at 812-779-6273. I'm going to be working on making sure that I answer all your questions and provide as much value as I possibly can. If I don't talk to you before then, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please let me know what kind of topics you want to cover in 2018 on Real Talk Real Estate. And I cannot wait to come back to you live at 5, January 8th of 2018. In the meantime, let me know if there's anything I can do, and I hope you have a phenomenal evening.